Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mummer of Many. I'm Christine, and thank you for tuning in with heaven and with me today. And I just pray that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will speak to you and minister to your heart in such a super special and supernatural way as you partner with his word today, as you participate, as you apply his word. I've heard it said before, God's word can be like deodorant. It's no good to you unless you apply it. So let's apply his word. Let's take God at his word today. And over recent months, the Lord has been speaking to me actually around the Hebrew months of the year, not something I've ever given any attention to before. And in fact, in speaking with a very close heartbeat of mine just this week, a beautiful Jewish friend, like family to me, believer, she's across the other side of the world, but we were on FaceTime together. And she was saying, no, it's not anything she'd ever given thought to before. But the wealth, as the Lord woke me through the night and spoke to me, it was at the time of the passing of a very, very dear friend, mentor, even in my life, an incredible minister of God, mighty woman of God, Julie Anderson of the Prayer Foundation. She had pioneered that work with her amazing husband, Rod Anderson, and she had been promoted to heaven. And she is somebody who I had the joy of partnering with on, say, many a God project, whether it was bringing Dutch sheets into this area to minister, and the incredible Cindy Jacobs. So I'd had the awesome privilege of working with Julie and on other projects as well. And at the time of her promotion, I was then aware one night that she always had such a love for Israel and such a wealth of an understanding as the Holy Spirit would lead her into the times and the seasons and the prophetic. And I just sensed something coming upon me in my bed that night that I thought, I'm sure she used to speak around the Hebrew months that I didn't give much attention to at the time. And I sensed that the Lord just reignite that in me. It was as though a baton went into my hand. And as I just took God at his word and I began to dig deep into what the Holy Spirit was saying, I saw the Lord uncover such a wealth as we can align with his divine time. The sons of Issachar knew the times and the seasons, and they were able to bring understanding to those around them. They had an understanding, and the Lord longs for us to have that in these days too. So that's where I've been going, and we are currently in the Hebrew month of Nisan, soon to come into the Hebrew month of Iyar as of sundown on the 29th of April. And as I could have been bringing a word around that new month today, prophetically, I'm so excited to release and to share that with you for the month of Iyar. The Lord had unfinished business still in the month of Nisan. The Lord has been dealing with my heart in a very deep way, and I just sense that the Lord wants me to be faithful and true and to release this word to you today. In the Jewish month of Nisan, as I've said, the word Nisan, the word Nis comes from, and Nisan comes from a root word, which means miracles. This is a month of miracles. Now, in the Hebrew thought and context and with God, it's always a convergence. It's not linear. You don't go, okay, when we've come through this month, we're out of the month of miracles. No, what we do is we take that into our bag with us and we go forward into the next month expecting great miracles to follow. We go into this year continually expecting God's miracles to follow. So everything the Lord gives us now, he wants us to keep applying, to keep believing. There's a convergence. There is a coming around again and again of more and increase in the understanding, in the knowledge, and in the manifestation that the Lord is bringing to his children and to his church at this time. So the month of Nisan is a month of miracles. It means buds, new beginnings. It means in Hebrew, something that I hadn't realized before now. It means a month of the mouth. And I'm going to come back to that in a minute, and I'm going to minister, I believe, by the Spirit of God into it matters what's in our mouth. It matters what comes out of our mouths. And we can miss our miracles if we are not speaking in aligning with God's timing, with God's purposes, with God's word for our lives at this time. It means Nisan is a month of kings. How powerful is that? God is calling us at this time. We are his kings and his priests to arise and shine. We are being called to rule and reign with his authority once again, where we have maybe let the crown slip and fall to the ground. The Lord would say, hold your head up high, for you represent your King of Kings. You are his lowercase kings and priests. We are to represent him. We are made in the image of God. We are to walk in his power, his authority, his love, his rule, his reign, and we are to be bringers of life, and we are to be fulfilling the responsibility that God has given us. What is that responsibility? Ultimately, it's our response to his ability. So take the pressure off, but God wants us rising in faith at this time. It's that year in the month of Nisan, God said that, and he called it as the beginning of the year for the Jewish people. It's when he brought them out of Egypt, preparing them for their promised lands. And the Lord is bringing us out of everything that would contain us, like Egypt was to the children of Israel, everything that is of slavery. He brought them out of Egypt. They were slaves. And he brought them out as kings and priests, preparing them for a kingdom. The Lord says to us today, the kingdom of God is at hand. Reach out, partake. Reach out and take from his kingdom daily. You are his kings and priests. You rule and reign with his authority. The kingdom of God is not about what you'll eat and what you'll drink. It's not about the natural sphere. It's about the supernatural. It's about righteousness. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's about joy and peace all through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our connector once again. Jesus has come. He has bled and he has died. He shed his blood. And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out. And at this time, we are currently now leading into from Passover in the month of Nisan. We will be leading through to the remembrance of Pentecost. Well, God's Spirit has come. We have been filled with his Holy Spirit. He wants us living in the fullness of his Spirit every day, and we're going to see miracles released and wonders will be manifest as we continue in faith. The Lord would say today, in this month of miracles and learning to trust God for the miraculous continually, if you keep responding to what you see naturally, then you're going to miss out on the miracles. Make faith in God's word. Make faith in God's miracle that he has for your life and your situation, your response every time. It's your responsibility to respond with faith continually. And remember, you're never responsible for the outcome, but you are responsible for your faith, and you can trust the outcome to our supernatural God, who will put his super into your natural, who will take the impossible and make the possible for you. He wants us rising in his miraculous power and authority at this time. And the miracle truly is in our mouths, and it matters what comes out of our mouths. So the Lord, I sense, would say to us today, as I just want to now really dive into the deep and draw from those wells, those flourishing wells and waters of salvation, what the Lord has for us at this time. I sense the Lord saying, in this month of miracles and in this month of Nisan, for many of the rabbis, they will speak of, it's a month of speech, of reviewing and renewing your speech. They understand that in God's word, speech is powerful. It can bring blessing or it can bring the negative, it can bring cursing. And we want to be those who are speaking life, creativity, flourishing over our lives, over our families. And it says in Proverbs 18:21, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. The power of death and life is in the tongue, that smallest member. It matters what you eat, we often hear, don't we? And it also matters what you speak. Spiritually, that will have a great impact on the natural surroundings. And the word Pesach, Passover, which is in the Jewish month of Nisan, please go back, you can hear that I've been teaching and speaking on that previously. Other than saying that word Pesach, the rabbis also know Passover, it's a pay word. Pay means mouth. And Pesach, pay means mouth, sak means speak. Mouth speaks. It matters what our mouths speak at this time. The Lord is bringing his word today. He is wanting to arrest and lead away captive and destroy all wrong speaking from his kingdom kids. We are of a new kingdom. We have a new language. And for some of us, it's not going to come naturally. So we need to get God's word in us and we need to start speaking and learning to speak the language of the kingdom of God. It's a positive language. It's a life-giving language. It is a faith-filled language. It's got no negativity in it. It's got no doubt in it and fear in it. We need to start speaking life over our lives, families, circumstances, situations. For too long, your situations have been ruling and reigning over you. It is time for you to rule and reign over your situations. And how do kings rule and reign? In this month of Nisan, this month of kings, kings rule and reign by their authority, by their words. They rule and reign not by striving and struggling and getting their hands dirty. They just say the word and it is done. The Lord wants you to rise up in the authority of his son, in the authority of his word, and start declaring, decreeing, and the Lord would say, you're going to see the manifestation of your words as they come into aligning with his words. Then you're going to see that manifestation of his works released through your life, and you're going to see great miracles come to birth at this time in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 19, verse 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Numbers 20, verse 8 to 12, we read how God spoke to Moses when they were in the wilderness, the children of Israel. He told Moses to speak to the rock. They needed water. They had been without water and they were desperate. And the children of Israel were just complaining and moaning. They wanted to be back in Egypt again. At least they had food and drink. They're wanting to go back to slavery. What an insult to God who'd brought them out. And rather than faithing it, that's why I'm saying to you, it's so important you speak words of faith, not words of negativity, doubt and despair, that you align with God's will and purpose, that his language is a positive, life-giving language. And if you keep responding to what you see, like the children of Israel did whenever they just saw dryness and no water in the wilderness, then they would miss the miracle. But thank God for his grace. The Lord spoke to Moses when he cried out to him and he said, speak to the rock, and that rock would bring forth water for them. But instead of speaking to the rock, what Moses did was he beat the rock. He struck the rock. So many of us are beating ourselves up trying to do what is God's work to do for us. When you are resting, the Lord said to me once, Christine, I'm working. When you're working, when you're striking that rock, when you're struggling, then I'm resting. God wants us to work from that position of resting, not stressing, of trusting in him, of obeying his word. Everything he says to us at this time, we must obey. We must do. The Lord, just as happened with Moses, because Moses didn't obey and because he struck the rock rather than just speaking to the rock. So many times we're so busy struggling, striving in our own strength, and we miss the miracle. But as we trust in him, the Lord says in Jeremiah 17, verse 7, if you've been tuning in with me over these last few months, it's become one of my favorite verses in this season, that I will bless with happiness the one who trusts in me, the one who trusts in me alone. And I don't think I've ever been happier. We don't go by feelings. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But you know, I'm just learning as I trust in him more, as I rest in him more. It's not inactivity, it's Holy Spirit-led activity. Then we are increasingly going to see the works, the miracles, the wonders. I'm in awe of the Holy Spirit and all that the Holy Spirit is accomplishing in and through our lives. And he longs to do more through us at this time. God is calling us to resign all of our works and to be trusting in his words. And as I said again, not inactivity, Holy Spirit activity. That means you rise up and you obey all the way, everything God's word has to say for your life. In Exodus 4, 10 to 12, when Moses was called to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, he said to the Lord, he brought his excuses. Oh Lord, I'm not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servants, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who made man's mouth? He made your mouth for his purpose. Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Start speaking to those rocks, those hard places in your life. Start bringing every day to the Lord your royal decree. I will actually put that message where I brought my royal decree a month or so ago now, and I've got it here, my royal decree, where I'm speaking out God's word, God's promises for my life as he's given them to me daily, and they're increasing. I've added to it just this week the rest of our lives for David, for my husband, for our family, all our children. The rest of our lives will be the best of our lives. I now declare that every day. For some of you, you've been living that with the wrong comprehension that your life is going downhill from here, that the best days are behind you. That's a lie from the pit of hell, because Psalm 92 says you will be fresh, you will be flourishing, even in old age. There's no ultimate old age in God, because we are eternal beings. We're going to be forever young. He's continually renewing us, renewing our spirit. You may have a few extra lines on the outside, but within you, you can be renewed daily. We are eternally created to go from life to life. Jesus overcame death, all decay, all destruction through the power of his blood at the cross, so we can know just flourishing all the days of our lives. And another declaration I've made, this is hot off the press from today, I've added on, as there was a parting of the Red Sea miraculously, there is a parting of ways in these days. We've got to part ways with all that is not of God for us, all that is not of his word, relationships that are not conducive to the God future that he has for you. I am holy and set apart for the Lord and will become the mother of many millions. My descendants will be strong and conquer the city of their enemies. That comes from the promise of God given to Sarah and then Rebecca in Genesis 24, verse 16. God wants us to greatly reproduce in our lives, through our lives. He has called us to go forth and to multiply. He has told us one of the first blessings he gave to us when he created man was that we were to multiply, we were to increase. He blessed us to reproduce for him and through him. That's what the Lord is calling us to in this month of Nisan. So stop struggling and striving. Stop striking those hard places that you're facing and those rocks, and start speaking to those rocks and see God's miracles gush forth on your behalf. In closing, I had a dream on the night of the 15th, 16th of April. It's why I'm sharing this message with you today. To my horror, there was a line. It was like a metal wire that was coming out of my mouth with attachments on it. It wasn't a straight wire, metal wire line, but it had twists and turns in it. And the attachments were like trash, kind of reminded me of garbage that had been washed up on the beach. It was coming out, this line, and when I mentioned to somebody what had happened to me, they said, oh, well, maybe it's gossip. And I looked at them and I said, well, genuinely, I don't think that is something that I suffer from. I'm also very aware that the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked above all else. So when I woke up quite alarmed from this dream, I began to seek the Lord, and I sensed the Lord show me that for his church at this time, it matters what's in our mouth. It matters what comes out of our mouth. He is cleaning his house. As I've been sharing, it's been a time of getting the leaven out of your house, getting all that doesn't pertain to the God life, to the life of the spirit, all that is of the flesh, all that is of sin, the Lord is dealing with at this time. And he's dealing with what comes out of our mouth, what comes out of our speech. And he doesn't want there to be any gossip. He doesn't want there to be negativity. And where there has been, we must repent of that quickly. In his church, if there's been embellishment, exaggeration, we can all be guilty of it. The Lord is going deep here, and he's cutting deep here, and he's coming to heal our lives and to make us whole so that we can speak wholesomely, we can live wholesomely, and we can be whole before him, pure, holy, whole, holy, and set apart, all for his glory. So I came to the Lord and I laid my life before him, and I said, Lord, I repent of any speech, wrong speaking. If there's anything in me that's not right, purify me, let the blood of Jesus wash through me. And I've been very conscious, and daily, and for the rest of my life, I'm going to be conscious of speaking God's language, God's ways. It doesn't mean we're always going to get it right, but God does want us to be aware that it matters what's in our mouth. It matters, church, what comes out of our mouth at this time. And as I was sharing with this dear friend of mine, this dream that I'd had, I actually only shared it with her because she was sharing with me more exposure that is coming out in God's church at this time, where there has been wrong speaking, where there God is cleaning out. So I knew that this dream was spot on. It was a confirmation that I needed to bring this word at this time. So I'm just saying to us today, hey, the word repent, that word in Hebrew, teshuva, it means to repent. Come, Lord, we're sorry. Lord, come with the blood of Jesus, cleanse us. But ultimately, it means to return. All the Lord wants is for us to return to him. He's teaching us his ways at this time, so that we can rise and we can shine. And as we go forward now prophetically into the new, the Lord is leading us into. It speaks of in the Psalms, and I don't have that psalm to hand, but it speaks of whenever he led them, the children of Israel, out of Egypt, it says a place of foreign speech. The Lord is leading us out of Egypt, out of the speech, the foreign ways of this world, the wrong talking and speaking, the negative that has become so normal in this world is not to be normal for the children of God's word any longer. So I pray today that you will receive this word, because in closing and on a high note, I sense the Lord saying, this is a time of resurgence. What does the word resurgent mean? I had to look it up. It means to rise again into life, activity, prominence. It's a process in which something starts to grow, to develop, and to become successful. again. The Lord is raising his church at this time. He's raising up Israel at this time. It is a time of resurgence. It is a time of prominence. It's a time of rising again into life. In this month of Nisan, which means new beginnings, buds, it means that resurgence. Can't you see it coming forth again? The Lord is dealing with our hearts and with our lives, and he's getting ready to bring us in to that new month of miracles, the month of May, the month of Iyar. And I then want to share with you all that the Lord has been downloading to me and what he has to say into that month, but that is for next time. So for now, are you ready to pray today and allow the Lord to prepare our hearts for the way he's leading us and all that he's bringing us into at this time? Father, we come to you today. I thank you for your word. I thank you the miracle is in our mouth. I thank you it matters what's in our mouth. I thank you, Lord, that there are new beginnings today for the way we speak, that we're going to rise in your authority. We're going to follow you even more closely. We're going to lead many into your words, your works, your wonders, your ways. So Lord, we repent, we return to you. Lord, we will not be a people of foreign speech and speaking according to this world and garbage any longer, but we are going to be people. Lord, just bring out all the garbage from our mouth and Lord, fill us now with your words in Jesus' mighty name, that we will be people truly of your word who display your glory and your wonder in these days. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you today. Till next time.